Joining me today is Jesse Carroll. Jesse is an in-demand actor, voiceover actor with over 500 voiceover credits. He's here today to talk about his amazing career and how he maintains a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Jesse.
Hi.
Oh my goodness. When I was reading the intro or introducing you with over 500 voiceover credits, I already know how much work that takes, but I gather it is a lot of voiceover acting and doing it successfully.
Yeah, it takes a lot. I mean, I didn't start that long ago, actually. It was about 5 years ago. And as soon as I started doing it, I took to like a duck to water and just started working like right away, just put in a lot of effort. And I was doing a lot of auditions and trying to get clients and working at it like 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, and then just pretty much turning it into an all day thing. Yeah, I've been lucky.
Yes. Well, no, a lot of hard work, I would say. But, you know, you're an in-demand voiceover actor, but I understand you started as a stand-up comedian and you were in Australia. So tell us about that.
Okay, so I originally, like, this is back in 2007. I got started as an actor in Vancouver, but there wasn't really any streaming services existing like there are now. And I found myself working in a bar above Yuck Yuck's comedy club. And there were some stand-up comedians that were sitting in my bar. And they're like, listen, if you want to try comedy, just go downstairs and show up like on a Tuesday and do it. So I did. And I had a bunch of friends with me and it was my birthday. And they weren't going to put me on at first. They were like, listen, you got to schedule this way ahead of time. And they're like, do you even have a set? I'm like, yeah. And I got 20 friends with me. They're like, okay, go on stage. But listen, it's probably not going to go well. Just letting you know, it's really hard. And I went on stage and I killed it. And then I bombed like the next 10 times after that. But I kept at it. And I turned it into a career for 10 years and toured across New Zealand and Australia and did the Melbourne International. They call it Melbourne International Comedy Festival. In 2015 and 2016. And then I kind of fell out of love with it and wanted to get back into acting. And I moved back to Vancouver, got an agent, got into acting and started booking left, right, and center and been lucky since. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, for voiceover acting, you do like voices, like serious voices, comedian, animated rather, but how do you get into character? I mean, you are an actor as well, a voiceover actor and you do everything as a entertainer, but tell us about what is voiceover acting and how different is it from being an actual actor in TV and film?
Actually, it's made me a better actor because the way that voiceover happens these days, it's not like the old school. We have to put on a big bravado voice or do a bunch of different characters. They want to know you as a person. They want to hear your voice being authentic. They don't want any of the stuff put on. So I've actually made a living just speaking how I normally do. Of course, sometimes you got to jazz it up a little bit for certain clients. And like when I work on Backroad Truckers, they kind of have like a rock and roll kind of theme to it. It's a bunch of gritty truckers. So, you know, I kind of put a gruff kind of voice on. But most of the time, I'm just talking as myself and trying to be authentic as I can be.
Canada's remote interior is home to a different breed of trucker. Hot-shotting vital cargo to impossible locations, keeping remote businesses running, making their living on the back roads.
I love it. I love it. Back road trucks. I mean, your voice it takes a team, but your voice is very distinctive and it's authentic, as you said. But are there any funny moments that you were doing like an audition and it was so funny or just something that you didn't think you could do?
Probably Backroad Truckers. I mean, when I got the audition for that, it was a lot. It wasn't just, you had to pretty much voice the entire pilot episode. And as I was doing it, I wasn't sure like if how it was going to go. Cause I'm not like, it was kind of read like a monster truck voice and I can't really do one, but I was like, you know what? I kind of got like a little bit of rock and roll in my voice. So I just leaned into it and I thought it went okay. And then they called me back and asked me to go into studio to record it. And I've never done that in voiceover before. And I had to time, like look at the words on the screen and time it to the picture and hear the beeps and say it at the right time. And like the job was on the line at this point. And I nailed it. And they ended up using the audition for the opening of the show. So like when you watch Backroad Truckers and it starts off with Canada's remote interior, that's my audition. So,
but you know, but how do you maintain your stamina? I mean, to be successful as you are, you work out, I understand you run. Does that help?
Yeah, 100%. It helps, especially with the mental aspect of it, because in acting and voiceover, there's a lot of ups and downs. You audition a lot and don't hear anything back, or sometimes you're told you get the job and then the last minute you don't get it. So you have to be really mentally like strong. And I find that running, it really helps clear up your head, working out, lifting weights. I actually, as you know, I got into barefoot running a number of years ago. And after a book called Born to Runner, are you familiar with it?
Yes.
I heard they were actually going to turn it into a movie and they were going to get Matthew McConaughey. I was like, I want that role. But I was interested in it because I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3" and 200 pounds. So running, and I wanted to do long distance running. It's kind of can take a toll on your knees if you don't know how to do it properly. And I really connected with in the book how he talked about having similar problems, the author, in the beginning of it, where he had bad knees and ankles and he was told that he shouldn't run. And then he found his way into the world of barefoot running and it completely fixed his problem. And I started doing that and I found myself running distances I could never run before. I never got to ultra marathon status, but I was running up to like, I don't know, 16, 17 K a few times a week. Yeah,
that is great. And like right now you're in New York, right? Because you go from Vancouver to New York. And
yeah,
are there some nice places that you like to run in New York?
I actually just live down the street from Central Park. And I just started getting back into running because I actually had a really nasty injury last summer in Vancouver. I was training in parkour and I did a jump from one gap to another. Do you know parkour? It's like that sort of you run and jump off of things and do flips and all that. Yeah. So I ran up a wall and tried to clear this gap. And then I heard this loud pop, like a snap. And I landed fine. And I was like, oh, what happened? And it turns out my calf muscle tore away completely from my bone. That's what the snap was. Luckily, it wasn't all the way. So I didn't need surgery, but I was told that, you know, it's going to be a long time before I could run. And they told me to stay off my feet for about 6 weeks. I actually recovered a decent amount in 6 weeks and could do a treadmill on a like no incline and just a slow pace. But I've just recently started testing it, especially with barefoot running, because it puts a lot of, you know, you have to have really strong calf muscles and take it a little bit by little bit.
Yeah. So barefoot running is, you know, it's people when they buy shoes or buying supportive shoes, but barefoot running, it helps you, right? And
yeah.
You know, running barefoot, like in Central Park or Vancouver here, or like how?
Yeah.
Like how do you, you know, what's
well, here's the thing in Vancouver? It's definitely easier in Vancouver, a little safer, especially when you're doing the seawall and you know it's a nice clear day. You can see everything on the ground. You don't have to worry too much about things that you might step on. Or they make barefoot running shoes, which basically just puts like a very thin layer between your foot and the ground. I think Merrell and Vibram, they make a bunch of different soles for that kind of thing. And it's similar, but I mean, nothing beats like your foot actually touching the ground for sure. But it's definitely difficult finding a spot that's safe enough to be able to do it on the road.
Yes.
When you're at like, trail running, then you can just go free. So when you get out of the city.
Everything like track, trail, or the roads are good. It's, you know, change of scenery, change of terrain is really good for your body, you know.
Yeah,
I believe. And like with that, like how important is nutrition?
Super important. You know, it's so funny. I've tried so many different things. I tried to be fruitarian once. I tried to be a raw food vegan. I just did vegan. I've done vegetarian. And now I'm trying something new. Bear with me. I just found out about it. It's really interesting. And it seems to be giving me more energy and my skin's cleared up. I've always had to battle with acne, but this has like fixed it immediately. Have you heard of the carnivore diet?
No.
So basically all you do is you eat meat. That's basically it. No vegetables, no carbs, nothing processed. You're just having meat. I know it sounds crazy, but there was a bunch of doctors promoting it on YouTube and I checked it out and I was like, you know what? I'd like to give it a try and see if it fixed acne. And it did immediately. And I got a lot of energy. I sleep better. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks. I don't know if it's a long-term thing or more, maybe more of like an elimination style diet to find out what's been causing the issues, or maybe I've had too much inflammation, but it's, there's definitely something to it for sure.
Yes. I mean, do you notice your skin is clearer, right? It's smoother. It's looks
it's healthier. Unbelievably smoother and clear. Unbelievably. Yeah.
Yes. So that's really wonderful. And I mean, but then there's hydration. I mean, do you drink lots of water? And
absolutely. It's funny. You know what? So I drink lots of water and I've always drank lots of coffee. Yes. But I've been finding out, like, my voice, I used to be able to go, and I think maybe age is a little bit with it too. I used to be able to go from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, and my voice would be so crisp, so clear, so fresh. But over the last year or two, like by the time it gets about 5 p.m. or sometimes a little earlier, depending on what I've been working on, my voice will start sounding a little rough. And I've been kind of experimenting with taking away my caffeine a little bit. And I think that's the culprit. I think coffee and not being hydrated enough, I mean, it sounds pretty obvious, has been affecting my voice more than it used to. So coffee is on its way out next.
Yeah, that's hard to do, I would think, like, you know, but maybe have one cup of coffee and then, you know, a glass of water. I don't know. Like,
you know what? That's probably okay. Yeah. That's not a bad idea, actually, because usually I'm having like all of coffee when I record. So I'm having like 3 or 4 cups a day. Start doing down to one cup, see where we go from there.
Yes. And, you know, your voice is your instrument, and keeping properly hydrated and properly fueling your body with, you know, nutrition and hydration and working out, it helps you become a better performer, which you already are, but it just helps, right? It's the whole
100%. Yeah. Yeah. The best actors always take care of themselves the most. Yes. For sure.
Being fit and mind and body. And I think when you're barefoot running, it helps your mental health as well.
Definitely. Yeah, there's some, you know what, it's, I forget what they said about it in the book, but there's some kind of like brain foot connection, I swear. Like when you're touching the ground and you're feeling the ground and you're running, it's, especially when there's nothing between it, just barefoot to track. Like, yeah.
Yes.
It's calm.
Jesse, do you have a mantra? A mantra?
Do I have a mantra? Yeah, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire.
You know what? I think if you say it enough time, visualization, you know, with running or anything, when your body's moving, you perform better. You do everything better, I think. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Like, you know, when you're moving and you're thinking, the best ideas, the best work you can do is when you're moving, whether you're running or gardening or walking or whatever. Like, it's just, it keeps you balanced as well. And
definitely these days when I'm running, I almost try to use it as a meditation, where I'm just thinking about the way I move and how my feet are moving, how my body's moving, and trying to just clear my mind of what's happening in the day. Especially in New York City, there's so much noise and things happening all the time. It's just overstimulation. So it's nice to go out and run and just like clear my head. Back in the day when I was running and I was doing comedy, it would be tough because you would have all these like creative ideas that would pop into your head, and I'd have to stop and write down a joke, because if you don't write it down right away, you forget it immediately. So I'm running, and like there'd be times where it's like every like 30 seconds, I have to stop, and it's so annoying, and write down a joke, or I'm running with my phone and people think I'm on Instagram, and I'm like, no, I'm working. I swear I'm working.
You're running with your phone.
Well, I can't like pull out a piece of paper and I could, I guess, but that would be weird.
Well, any advice or tips that you can give to our viewers?
Sure. I mean, in regards to running or barefoot running, when you start doing it, don't do more than 10 minutes for your first time, if that, because you're running on the balls of your feet. And even though it won't feel like it, you're giving your calf muscles the most incredible workout they've ever had. And the next day, if you go too long, you will really feel it, and it'll be difficult to walk. You really got to stretch it out and don't push it. You really got to work up to long distance and barefoot running, just maybe increments of 5 more minutes at a time. And over the course of a month, 2 months, then you can start getting some serious clicks in. Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear you found barefoot running. It's just, it's wonderful, you know, to hear that. And other people will be listening, right, and thinking, well, maybe I should try it too. And voiceover acting too, because you've done Amazon, the list goes on. I'm trying to think of other ones that you've done. Like,
I did Saxo here. That was interesting. This is a high-end clothing store. And they're like, we want your voice. And I was doing all these commercials for it. I did Orange Theory. I'm the tag on a lot of their stuff. So.
Orange Theory, goodness. Yeah. So, I mean, is there any particular, I mean, I don't want to say any, like, that you enjoy most, like, or like, would it be Amazon maybe, or more animated, or does it depend?
I don't know, honestly. Well, my favorite company to work for is Backroad Truckers with Matt Shuchuk, the creator, and the directors I get to work with on that. And it's, that's a lot of fun. But in regards to like other specific companies, I just like working and working with other creative people. And, you know, sometimes I might work with a brand that's this amazing brand and it might be kind of boring, and I might work with a little brand and have the most fun I've ever had in my life because the other person, the person on the other end of the line is like, you know, directing me in such a fun and, you know, creative way. And it's just, I love getting on directed sessions and meeting new people. So that's probably my favorite part of voiceover. But anybody that's thinking about getting into voiceover, if any of your viewers ever thought about it, I actually find that there's a lot more people that wanted to get into voiceover than I ever imagined. As soon as I got into it, everybody was asking me about it. The best way to learn is just going onto YouTube and typing in how to start in voiceover. And you wouldn't believe going down that rabbit hole how much you can actually learn. And that's how I did it. I took classes well after I was already making a living, 6 months down the road.
Wow.
Just to kind of fine tune, but most of it you can learn on YouTube.
You're self-taught, basically, right?
100%.
Do you
self-taught, and you got to put the work in too. I did put the work in. I put a lot of work in. But I mean, I think that goes with anything. If you want to do anything and you really, really, really want it, you will find a way. Just don't give up and work hard at it. And you can find the time. If you think you've worked hard enough and you're sitting and watching Netflix, keep working. There's no time for Netflix.
No, and you have your own studio too?
Yeah. I was lucky because I guess I kind of got into it when home studios were really starting to become a thing. And then the pandemic hit and everybody that didn't have a home studio had to figure it out on the fly. So I was already way ahead of the game. I had a studio and I was ready to go. I was already pandemic safe when it happened. So luckily I was fine with that. But that's one of the first things any voiceover artist needs to learn is how to set up a home studio because it's all done like that now. And it's deceivingly difficult. It's not, you can't just put up some foam and get rid of reflections. There's actual kind of science to it, but you can learn it. And, it's easy in the fact that it is learnable and it's on YouTube. It just takes some time.
Well, I understand that as you go into an audition, you are actually doing on Zoom, right? Like you're not really going in to the studio now. Is that
right? Sometimes when I do Backroad Truckers, I go into a studio because I have to time it to picture, but most of the time I do it out of my own studio. So yeah, I've basically taken like a walk-in closet and converted it into a full-on sound studio. It sounds great. I used to have like this really expensive studio back in Vancouver that I had imported from Spain and built, and I was like, this beats that hands down. So
wonderful. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, so where can people watch you and you know, catch some of your shows? I understand your first role was Travelers TV series with Eric McCormick.
Yeah. So I was on Travelers. That was my first role ever. I played like this assassin who had like his tongue cut out. So I didn't have any lines and I had to drive like this big Suburban around, but it was so technical. I was like already super nervous and there's Eric McCormick right over there. And I had to like take the Suburban and drive it and park on this perfect angle so that they could film it the way they wanted to film it, get out, grab this lady who was guest starring the episode, move her to the truck, get her in the truck, go back around, get back in the driver's seat and drive away on perfect angles and perfect timing. And I did it in one take, luckily, but it was like the most nerve-wracking experience I ever had. But yeah, I did that. I've done, I think, 7 Hallmark films. So if you watch Hallmark Christmas films, you'll see me. Definitely.
Oh, great. So viewers out there, watch. And, but also to congratulate you on a judge for the 9th Annual Voiceover Arts Awards. Is that
what? Yeah. They call them the SOVAs, the Society of Voice Arts Awards. Yeah. So I'm a judge and yeah, it was a, it's a huge honor. It's a massive awards. It's a massive company. It's a massive awards ceremony. I think last year was it, I think Jamie Foxx won an award last year. So it's all
nice. You know,
we're judging big time people, but it was nice to be able to be included in a, like in that event as a peer, you know?
Right. And, you know, so what is next for you? I mean, you've got, I know a lot of projects probably.
Yeah. So in voiceover, like I've most of the stuff I've done is TV narration and commercials. That has been my bread and butter. There's one area that I've been wanting to conquer that I haven't conquered yet. And that is animation and video games. So right now that is like one of my main focuses to get into that. And I'm starting to get a lot of really good bites, and pretty soon I think something's going to click with that. And also getting more into the American market in terms of like film and TV. And I've moved down to New York and we're going to try and make it happen down here. So
yeah. You will. And there's also, you know, you will, Jesse. And then there's like, there's Planes of Snow and other like Hallmark movies. People can check you out.
Yeah. So Planes of Snow is, yeah, it's a pilot that I did back in Vancouver with some really cool people. Brady Dial was the writer and director. Nathan Easterbrook is the producer. And I worked with Alex Planovic, who's in like everything, Hawkeye. He's everywhere. And Chad Rook. And it's basically kind of like, it's a cross between Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones, but grittier. It takes place in a fantasy world where this evil group called the Guild peddles this stuff called Haze, which is a highly addictive substance where they're trying to like take over the world. And I play Dryak, who is the partner to this wizard type character played by Chad Rook, named Shanks. And we're basically trying to rid the world of the Guild. Mm. And it's fun, like, you know, swinging a sword, putting on a bow and arrow and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness. No, and if people want to reach out to you, where can they go, Jesse?
I'm on Instagram at jessearthurcarroll.com or Jesse Arthur Carroll. My website's Jesse Carroll VO, and my Instagram is Jesse Arthur Carroll at Jesse Arthur Carroll.
And we'll put that up there. So,
cool.
You know, and anything else you'd like to add, Jesse?
Yeah, just one last thing I'd like to add. I just wanted to give props out to the crew from Smoke Eater. Smoke Eater is a short film that I did last summer in Vancouver, directed by Gloria Mercer and written by Hayden West. And it got into the New Hampshire Film Festival for short films, which is a qualifier for the Oscars for short films. So I went up there to go support last weekend and did the Q&A instead of them. They had to be at another event in London. And yeah, it was a great cast and crew to work with. So I'm glad they're getting a lot of hype for it.
It was wonderful to speak with you today, Jesse. I'd like to invite you back on the show.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Run With It is sponsored by the Rio Theater, Mallory's Fashion Network, and Craft Hair Academy.